Slavery is back.
Welcome to a place where private business profit from a captive labour force, yet pennies are spent on medical services to a population in which the Indigenous, the poor and the mentally ill are overrepresented. Where isolation, humiliation and degradation are facts of life. Welcome to prison.
It depends who's telling the story, I suppose. The prisoners would have one view, the people who work in the prison system would have another, and I think it's up to people to decide where the truth is.
Give government propaganda and the media spin doctors the flick. And check out Doin' Time for news, views and tunes on prison issues from Guantanamo Bay to Christmas Island to prisons and detention centres everywhere. Every Monday at 4 p.m. on your community radio 3CR.
We are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
Hello and welcome to 3CR Radiothon and a very special edition of the Doin' Time Show. This is 3CR Community Radio streaming live on www.3cr.org.au, 855 AM on the dial. And this is Marissa and I'll be with you for the next hour. And joining me in the studio as well, who will be here throughout the show, is we have Rob as well, who was doing quite a lot of presenting of the Doin' Time Show in the past. And because it's this celebration and 50th birthday party of 3CR, I've invited Rob in, and I'm sure he'll be wanting to come in again. Hi, Rob.
Hello. It's good to be back here at 3CR for the fundraising thing and also celebrating 50 years. It's been so long since we were both on air together.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about that, our journeys later on as part of all the archival material. And a warning that today's episode of Doin' Time contains audio descriptions of a First Nations person who has passed away, the name of a person who has passed away, actually several names, and graphic discussion of deaths in custody and massacres. Today is our special show for 2026, showcasing our work over the entire year. I will play snippets of interviews aired over the year, and the radiothon year, as Robert has said, is 50 years. So we'll be playing highlights, which will conceptualise the important role of Doin' Time and of 3CR within the greater landscape of community-controlled media. And basically, the show reflects lived experience, and over the year we've done quite a lot of commemorations of people who have died and massacres, building the movement to stop Aboriginal deaths in custody, asylums and asylum seekers and refugees. And please pick up the phone 94198377 for the Doin' Time Show and donate to all shows at 3CR. Our target is $1,000. How much have we got so far, Rob?
Oh, well, so far we got about 60% of it. About 614, and we just had some late donations that came in, so that would be another $724 so far. Thank you for everyone that's donated.
And I'm going to read out some donations. Rosa and Richard, thank you so much, $100. And the beautiful Meg as well, $10. And I'll be reading out some more donations throughout the show. I did want to read out one from Rob as well, and that was $100. Thank you so much, Rob. And so donations from listeners are the best way to keep 3CR operating as a genuinely independent and non-commercial broadcast service. So pick up the phone, and or you can drop into the station, and donate that way. 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy. I'll just go into an announcement, and then I will play the archival material. I'll just announce that archival material for Ray Jackson, and we'll talk about who is actually going to be calling in today on the show. We've got quite a few phone calls, so stay tuned.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Here we are, we're all in the middle of the desert, and there's such a feeling of optimism. It's fantastic, and everyone really knows what they're doing and is very quietly determined and yet having a good time at the same time.
The cheers are going up now as three
Parachutists jump out of a plane right above the Honeymoon uranium mine site.
The hundreds of thousands of people have been marching around the streets of Melbourne this afternoon are now heading off to the Domain. So if you're at home and you've been enjoying the coverage but you still feel like being part of it, you certainly can. Just go on down there to the Domain where there'll be speeches and music
and 3CR.
And 3CR. Always carry your tranny along with you so that you can hear what's going on.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
And you're listening to the Doin' Time Show Radiothon. It's approximately 4:06, and we've just had another donation come in from Rob from Monday Breakfast, and Rob will actually be joining us via telephone today and like later on in the show, and we'll be speaking with him about the show. He and I have actually helped each other quite a lot over the year, helping each other with audio and just supporting each other. It's always fantastic. This radio station is very special because it allows us to support one another as programmers. There's not that really ugly mainstream competition that there is in the media where, you know, the media is pitted against each other. But I wanted to actually talk about the first snippet that I was going to play on the show, and it's really interesting the way we found this piece. I was working with Rohan. I wanted to give out a shout out to Rohan, who has been specially trained to help with archives, and he's been helping me. They've been helping me have a look at finding some things for the Doin' Time show from many years ago, and this particular archival material is from Ray Jackson, and I was so excited when we found this piece because Ray Jackson has passed away, and we do a tribute for Ray every year for Uncle Ray, and the description on the reel, because obviously, like a long time ago, there was no social media, and Rob and I will be talking about this later on because we're going to be talking about his journey with 3CR. So we'll talk in more detail about that. But there was no social media, no computers, and everything was recorded in the old recording booth, and the door was locked, actually. I really wanted to have a look inside and see what was going on. I think there's an old reel-to-reel machine in there, and it's got kind of like a cassette, and it was just so slow doing those reels. I was trained for it, but I've forgotten how to do it. So I'm going to read out the description. So Ray Jackson from Deaths in Custody, that's what was on the reel. Deaths in Custody Watch Committee, Sydney. Talks on the latest deaths in 1996, Royal Commission and Prisons. The presenter of the Doin' Time show, and I believe it was also based in Sydney as well at some stage, was Sasha. The duration is actually 13 minutes, and I'll be playing that longer interview next Monday and having a couple of people on the show to talk about an exhibition that's coming up for Uncle Ray. And I'll be speaking with Carolyn Jackson later on, Ray's daughter, at about 4:45. But in the meantime, stay tuned and listen to this beautiful piece with Ray Jackson, who was born on the 27th of March 1941 and died on April the 23rd, 2015. He was a Wiradjuri warrior who dedicated his life to fighting for justice and human rights for Aboriginal people and much more. He was a former trade unionist. Ray became the founding secretary of the Aboriginal Deaths in Custody Watch Committee in 1987 and later the president of the Indigenous Social Justice Association Sydney. And he did work up until the day he died, even checking on the Tent Embassy as well. So I'm kind of getting goosebumps because this watch committee that I'm just talking about, we were having a look through the archives and we found this interview. It's absolutely priceless. And it was just amazing the way we found this material. So I'm going to actually share this with listeners. Are you ready to hear this, Rob? I don't think you've heard this, have you?
No, actually, I don't think I've heard this particular piece.
So go and have a cup of tea, get your purse, get your wallet, 9419 8377, and dig deep. And even if it's $2, doesn't matter, it's tax deductible. Our target is $1,000, but we have made I think we've made over $700 so far. But without any further ado, I'm going to play this beautiful piece with Ray. And content warning that the voice of a deceased person will be broadcast across the airwaves. Here's Uncle Ray Jackson.
Now, I believe there's been a second Aboriginal man die in custody this year, yesterday in June. How does the Watch Committee see what's going on in Australia's prisons?
Well, this is the debate we've been having with TICNA over the first week of this year, is that there needs to be a national meeting of corrective service ministers, ourselves, Aboriginal legal service reps, and representatives from the office of Mick Dodson. Last year in New South Wales, there were seven deaths. That was the highest recorded amount of Aboriginal deaths in custody in this state since 1980. Now, we do not want a repeat of 1995, and yet here we are at week two, already up to two deaths nationally, our first for New South Wales. Now, we've set up a meeting with Bob Debus for Thursday. He's the Corrective Services Minister, and we hope that that will be the first of a series of meetings with him and other custodial people to better implement the Royal Commission recommendations into the prison system. That has to be done. Ideally, we would like it to be done at a national level. We believe a national level would be a better way to deal with the matter. But there doesn't seem to be too much enthusiasm for that. So until we can ferment some excitement in that area, we're going along with the state meeting.
Right, I see. Now, do you hold much hope for much change through these meetings?
Well, there has to be. If there isn't any change and Aboriginal deaths in custody just keep increasing year after year after year, that shows either that the 339 recommendations are all wrong, or there is no willingness on behalf of the people who run the prison systems to do something with them, or both. The way we see it at this point in time, it is the latter rather than the former. There is not a real willingness on behalf of custodial people and corrections health services to implement and utilise the recommendations on a daily basis. If that was done, the deaths would, we believe, decrease. In every coroner's report that there has always been examples made where custodial staff or corrections health service staff have breached in their duty of care. Yet nothing is ever done with those people. We believe that when somebody is taken to task for a flagrant breach of duty of care, then and only then will the people realise that these recommendations really mean something. They are in fact a part of their daily job, and they better understand them and utilise them a hell of a lot better than what they're doing now.
Right. Well, now, as you were saying, 339 recommendations, and I believe $400 million supposedly by Mr. TICNA to put them in place. Do you think the Royal Commission was a waste of time given continuing deaths in custody?
Yes and no. It was a waste of time in that a lot of it was a cover-up. No person was ever found guilty of any misdemeanour whatsoever for any death. Now, quite blatantly, there were cases where it was quite obvious that our people did not die at their own hands. One only has to think of John Pat, a 16-year-old Western Australian Aboriginal man who was kicked to death by six cops. Those six cops still work within the Western Australian cop system, and we see that as being totally wrong. Edward Murray, who the coroner found did not die by his own hand, but in fact died at the hand of person or persons unknown. Now, he was in a Wee War cop shop. The only other people in that jail at that in that cop shop at that time were the cops themselves.
And you're listening to the Doin' Time Show, 3CR Community Radio, and you just listened to a snippet from an interview with Ray Jackson, who has since passed away, speaking about Aboriginal deaths in custody, and this was in the 1990s. So, yeah, that was... What did you think, Rob?
Yeah, Ray Jackson really had a point there. Listen to that archive, how we should have taken the recommendations into full effect, because obviously, unfortunately, there's nothing hasn't changed. Still a lot more are dying. Still majority of those who are incarcerated are the Aborigines. It's quite sad.
Absolutely. I'm going to read out some more donations that happened before the show. So I just wanted to, before the show today aired. So it's thank you from Matt, $100. Thank you. There was an anonymous donor that donated $5. And also the Indigenous Social Justice Association Melbourne. Thank you very much. $40. David Glantz from the Refugee Action Collective, $67. And David has been on our show and has been a regular person coming onto the show to update us on the human rights violations and plight of asylum seekers. And we'll be speaking with him later on in the show. So thank you, David, for your donation. Peter, he has donated $51. And thank you, Peter. He's done a little bit of work on some work on the show as well in the past. Teresa has donated $10. There's an anonymous donor who has donated $103. And Rob from Monday Breakfast, who will be speaking with, and I think I mentioned them earlier on, $20. Amy donated $5. Thank you very much, Amy. So... yeah, I think we've got just a bit over $700 now. And, yeah, so pretty soon... and I meant to say this as well, and I've just reminded myself, we're going to be speaking with Violet Coco later on. She's a flotilla activist, and she was on the flotilla. And if people want to know more detail about the flotilla activists, I actually interviewed Ethan Floyd a couple of weeks ago. And Monday Breakfast has also done some work as well in that regard. So pretty soon we're going to be speaking with Rob about his journey with 3CR. So, Rob, how's it been for you over the years?
Oh, this has been good. This is bringing back a lot of memories there. I have to say that my time at 3CR kind of coincides with how long we've been married. I think I've been about over 10 years now. I'm involved with this show. I used to help out a lot making phone calls for you and sometimes taking turns running the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed a lot since then, hasn't it? I mean, you know, like I was just talking about the reels and the reel-to-reel and the mini disc. I really miss the mini disc, actually. I mean, we probably sound really ancient, don't we?
Oh, yeah, back then we used to have a real good old time. Real as in R-E-E-L.
How do you think it's about the voice of the voiceless, Rob?
Yeah, definitely. 3CR, and one thing that I liked about it, and I've still been listening to over the years, is that it's a voice for the voice for the voiceless, for the people in the community as well as for the people of this land, the Aborigines there. They're not only that providing a voice, but also here at 3CR, we speak about the issues that matters most to the community. And that also includes the Aborigines as well, you know, promoting local music, empowering protest by broadcasting onto the air. and providing space for people in the community as well as the Aboriginal community to connect with each other.
Exactly. So we're going to be, we'll speak more about this soon, but we're going to be doing now another grab. And this is some work that I did with Women in Prison a couple of weeks ago now, looking at strip searching and covering a report, Ending Strip Search in Australia. And this particular piece is in regards to the Fig Jam Collective, and we had Nina and Georgina and also Callie Flanagan, who we had a yarn with them there and talked about the report that was co-authored also by Sahini Mita, senior lawyer at Human Rights Law Centre, and Monique Hurley, who was the Associate Legal Director at Human Rights Law Centre but has since left. So Nina, you know, they all helped to co-author this report in conjunction with Flat Out as well. So pretty soon we're going to be playing that snippet, but in the meantime, pick up the phone, dial 94198377 and donate to the Doin' Time Show. And if you can't donate today, well, that would be great if you could. It's not too late to donate.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to also to say thank you for those who donated. I want to say please keep supporting the station here. We're not supported by corporations here. We are truly a voice for those in need of a voice here at 3CR.
Absolutely. But drop into the station if you can't pay today. Or donate today anyway. So I'm going to be playing this snippet now. And, yeah, do listen. This is a really, really important aspect of what we do here on the Doin' Time Show and media that you can't really find anywhere else.
I reckon it's a power play move.
Yeah.
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 I don't think it's necessary. And, you know, that there's so many things that we in society frame as safety, and I definitely think that strip searching isn't done because of a safety issue. However, that's what we're led to believe, that there's alternatives out there. And, you know, when a strip search does take place, it doesn't find a lot of the contraband. So I definitely think it's a power move. It's to remind you that you are insignificant, that yeah. There is people there in power that are holding that over you. And so many other practices in the prison system too are like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and the other thing is too, like I think it's so important to bring up is like I've had conversations in the last few days like with family members, right? So like with people that are my loved ones, and they are like, well, if you don't get strip searched, like there's going to be drugs in the prison. And it's like, this is people from my own areas. So it's like, no, but that's not the case. We actually have these scanners that are available that are much more efficient and can find pretty much anything on your persons. Well, they can find anything on your persons, and they're much more effective. And they're like, oh, okay. So I think the other thing is too, when we say like, we need to stop strip searching, they're thinking that like, we just stop searching altogether and then just let people go willy-nilly. But that's not what we're saying. We're saying that strip searching is sexual assault, for one. It's not strip searching. It's sexual assault. Every time you're forced to have your clothing removed, you are being sexually assaulted. Now, that's not just in the context of women. That's men as well, you know. So,
exactly.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that, like, in that position, it's fine to say that, oh, you know, it's not that bad or whatever. But until you're in that position and you've had to remove your clothes forcefully after you've experienced sexual assault in another part of your life, it's so traumatizing. It re-traumatizes you. It opens everything back up. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there as well. Like, it's not about not doing it at all. It's about finding other ways that we already have access to you know, replace.
And you're Kelly? This is
I
Kelly
am.
Speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. It's really... It's interesting because, look, there are alternatives to strip searches. You know, you've got your scanners, you've got a lot of updated technology now. Why aren't they using it? I mean, isn't it really about that prison authorities use strip searching as a tool of punishment and coercive control without proper oversight?
Yes.
Yeah, they use both. I mean, I got strip searched on my way from out of court, under the courts. That's where I was strip searched, and then I was taken to the prison, and then I was put through a very, very detailed machine. So there was really no need to strip search me if they were going to use a machine anyway. And the machine was very detailed. They could tell what kind of bra I was wearing. was wearing a bikini top as a bra. Yeah. And they were like, are you wearing a bikini top as a bra? They looked at the image. It's like you could see exactly what was under my clothes.
Yeah.
They didn't need to remove a single item of clothing to see right through my body, basically.
And you're listening to the Doin' Time Show, and you just heard a very special snippet there from our highlights over the year in regards to strip searching in prisons with the Fig Jam Collective, Nina, Georgina and Kelly. And before we actually move on to speaking with Violet, Coco, flotilla activist, and I also met her at March for the Forests as well recently, excuse me, there's another donation that's just come in from Pillar, $20. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And there was a message, Rob.
Pillar was saying that, saying keep up the good fight and love the show. Thank you very much for the donation. And you too keep up the fight there, because this is truly a station where we are fighting together to try to weed out through all these fake news.
Okay, so now we're going to be speaking with Violet. Hello, Violet. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It is so lovely to have you. It's
great to be here.
Yeah, it's that time of year again, Violet. We've got the Radiothon here as well, raising money for people in prison and people also who've been tortured, asylum seekers and refugees. And I've done a little bit of work on Palestine.
Such powerful work. I mean, this is why 3CR is so important, is because it is really the beating heart of the front line of our struggle. It's where people who need a voice get a voice. And the people who need to be heard are heard. And, yeah, that's why I always love supporting the Radiothon and coming on whenever I can to tell people support 3CR, because it supports the front line.
And I believe you're on the flotilla, and I'd like to do a longer interview with you sometime about that. How do you think that 3CR can help flotilla activists when they're on the boat or even off the boat?
Well, I mean, just doing what 3CR does, which is giving a voice to the frontline. I know that many flotilla, you interviewed Ethan, and I know that also Gemma was interviewed. And so by being able to tell the story and be able to get out what happened and also how it relates to Israel's ongoing behaviour, the trend of behaviour, how they treat Palestinians and helping to platform the struggle is just so important, and it's something you're already doing, which is just so incredible.
And Violet, one of the things that I was speaking to Ethan about a couple of weeks ago, and in particular we also spoke with Jeanette as well, about lack of freedom of speech at Sydney Uni, but Ethan mentioned a lot about, you know, the fact that a lot of the activists were tortured.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to make a brief comment about that?
Yeah, well, we were, the prison ship that I was on, basically part of the induction process for that prison ship was to be put through a dark shipping container with five massive Israeli soldiers who beat us and sexually assaulted us. And right now, in fact, there's a delegation of flotilla activists who are speaking with the Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, about this behaviour, because basically, you know, we want the Australian government to investigate and prosecute Israel and Israeli soldiers in regards to this assault, and also in that, you know, be able to address why they're friends with a country that intentionally harms people who have Australian passports, and also, you know, the sorry, I'm on a loud road.
That's okay.
And also the I think that the need for the government to listen to, you know, Palestinian people when they say that they are being you know, genocided, but also imprisoned. There's 10,000 Palestinian prisoners right now in Israeli custody, and what they do to those people is absolutely horrific, and what they did to us is just emblematic of that. And so we need to be investigating further into what we can do for our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are in such a harsh incarcerated situation.
Violet, I think you and others have done incredible work, and I'd like to do a longer interview when Radiothon is over. Thank you so much.
Definitely. I just got one quick question.
Hi, Violet.
This is Rob. Also, there, first off, I want to thank you and everyone else who's been on the board, willing to risk your health, sanity, and life for the humanitarian effort there. And like you were saying earlier about how places like the college there don't allow you to speak out and such. But 3CR, here it's for the people, by the people. And definitely you always have a voice here. As long as
we can
keep 3CR, keep funded.
Violet, Rob has been an enormous help to me and to the Doin' Time show over many years, and I'm really sorry. With all this stuff that's coming in, I forgot to introduce you, Rob, but look, you're not backwards and coming forwards anyway.
Well, I'd just like to take my last bit of time to pledge $25 to 3CR. And, yeah, thank you so much for all that you do to give voice to people inside. I'm still connected to the many of the women that I spent time with at Dame Phyllis Frost. And the situation in there is absolutely horrific at the moment with rolling lockdowns and, poor healthcare. And so the way that 3CR gives a voice to these people who would not normally get a voice in our society is just, it's so essential and admirable. So I'm big fans of your work, and anything we can do to keep you going is really important.
Thank you so much for your donation. It means a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And 3CR is definitely a platform for you and for anyone else out in the community.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Thank you, Violet. Talk soon. Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Violet Coco, flotilla activist, and she's just donated $25. Thank you so much, Violet. We're just going to go into an announcement, and then we'll speak with Rob. Hopefully he won't mind we're running late.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
And you're back with the Doin' Time show, and we're going to be speaking now with Rob Harrison from Monday Breakfast. And I was just with him this morning, actually, helping him with Radiothon. And now he's calling in here because we're all interconnected and we all help each other. Hello, Rob. Welcome. And I've also got another Rob.
Yeah. Hi, Rob. This is Rob.
Long time no see. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. I know. It feels like morning still. I'm still half asleep.
I'm so used to saying good morning. And it's also weird being on this side of the phone.
I know. Now you know how I felt this morning.
Yeah. What a beautiful interview with Violet Coco.
Oh, that was just the flotilla activists. I mean, all activists, I'm happy with everything, you know, but the flotilla activists have done an incredible job, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely amazing that they've been willing to put their, as you said, Rob, like lives and bodies on the line. For the people of Palestine, you know.
Yeah, so what's the target for Monday Breakfast?
$1,000.
How have you reached it yet?
We raised almost $400 during the show alone.
Perfect.
And I believe there's like a crowd raiser, GoFundMe for all of the breakfast shows.
Fantastic.
They get split between the six shows, and I believe that when you divide it up, isn't like an extra $150 or something. So we're probably like just under halfway,
We've got about $800 now.
Damn, how much do you have to raise?
Probably about $750 approximately.
Wow.
So tell us why do you think people should be donating to the Doin' Time show?
The Doin' Time show is just so vital and important in a media space that just refuses to platform Indigenous people, refuses to give a voice to incarcerated people. And as I said to you this morning, Marissa, you know, the Doin' Time show is not afraid to whip out the big C word and the big G word of colonization and genocide, which are two things that are directly affecting incarcerated people and mob alike.
Absolutely. And look, I can't even begin to explain, like, week in, week out, we work with death and we commemorate. And, you know, it's not stuff that a lot of people want to talk about, you know, but it does need to be discussed. It needs to be talked about. And, you know, a lot of the time prisoners, people in prison can't donate, you know, and people, a lot of the time people don't have any money.
Yeah.
Marginalized communities.
Yeah, definitely. The Doing Time show, as well as your show and the morning show and all their shows at 3CR. It's not all puppy dogs and daisies. And unfortunately, the world that we live in, it's good to speak the truth.
Yeah. And I think that the beautiful part of 3CR being community funded, right, is like the news media more and more like avoids topics that they can't just like fill with ads or monetize out of, you know. So 3CR has such an important role because of the fact that we're community funded to be able to do that reporting, you know.
Yeah, definitely. They're with the mainstream media there. They got to be careful about what they say. They're backed up by corporations. They're backed up by the company. Here at 3CR, it's a fair go, and we get to speak the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Doing Time show has been at the forefront of that for decades.
And in fact, you know, we were speaking this morning about how there was no social media when 3CR first started. There was no digital material. It was all on the ground, you know, calling each other up, going over to the station and congregating in the garden there and organizing.
Yeah. And it must have been so busy. I can imagine, like, even now doing the show, you know, like, obviously our show this morning, Marissa, as you would know, was just filled with so many other beautiful volunteers and other people in the struggle for justice. And it becomes, like a nice little community. So I can imagine before social media, having a physical space where people could congregate and organize would have been insane, you know, like so busy.
Absolutely. We're going to be moving on soon to speak with David Glantz from the Refugee Action Collective. But before we do that, have you got any final comments you want to add?
Just that you may or may not have announced it, Marissa, but obviously I've already donated $20 to the
Doing Time. Oh, my goodness. I did announce it. I've announced it twice, actually, and a third time. Thank you very much for your donation. You weren't listening. Haven't you got a digital radio?
I hope that it helps, you know, get you close to your target and help the Doing Time show keep doing the amazing work that you do on the show, Marissa.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you weren't listening to the show.
Yeah, and also thank you for the wonderful work that you do there. You know, with our freedom getting more restricted, it's just quite refreshing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
But, Rob, you're lovely. Thank you very much for your donation of $20. And I actually donated $20 as well for the breakfast show for this morning.
It all comes back.
What goes around comes around.
There you go.
Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marissa.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Rob from Monday Breakfast. I really love all the breakfast shows. It's all connected. And like I said, it's all about helping each other. And a lot of the stuff that I've done with Monday Breakfast is done a lot of off-site recordings, which is something else that we do for the show. Now, I'm going to be going into announcement and hopefully speaking with David Glantz soon.
We're celebrating 50 years of 3CR on Saturday, the 4th of July at Collingwood Town Hall. There'll be stalls, displays, great food, performances, activities, prizes, and so much more. It's a birthday for us, and we can't wait to celebrate with you. Saturday, the 4th of July, Collingwood Town Hall, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Bring your family, tell your friends, all are welcome. 3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Let us know you're coming. Go to Humanitix and search for 3CR to RSVP.
and you're listening to the Do and Time Show, 3CR. Hello, David. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
I'm good. This is a very fast and furious radiothon show today, and we'll be doing a longer interview with you eventually pretty soon. But
that's
thank
okay.
you for
Fast and Furious is my middle name.
Thank you for your donation of $67. It's really lovely. And I've also got Rob with me in the studio who's done some work on the show as well.
Hi.
Hi.
So, David, can you tell us about, just a little bit about, why do you think that people, listeners need to donate to the Do and Time Show, specifically for asylum seekers and refugees?
Well, we are really short of mainstream voices speaking up about the situation for refugees and asylum seekers, and your show has consistently been an opportunity for refugees themselves and supporters like myself to tell people about what's going on. So, for instance, I can tell your listeners right now that we have a World Refugee Day rally on this coming Saturday. This is Refugee Week this week, and we will be having a rally at the State Library at 2 o'clock this coming Saturday, and we would encourage everybody to come along.
That's fantastic, and we've got about a minute left because we're going to be speaking pretty soon with the relative of an uncle that's passed away, Uncle Ray. Is there anything else, David?
I think we're all horrified by the rise of Hansenism. But the rise of Hansenism has been fueled by the way that Labor and Liberal have competed to be harsh against refugees and asylum seekers. So when we stand up for refugees and asylum seekers against this current Labor government, we are also standing up against Pauline Hanson.
Oh, my goodness. We have to have a yarn about this on air when we've got more time. It's,
absolutely.
It's really bad. Rob?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of people forget, you know, it was the migrants that built this city, you know?
Yep, and Pauline Hanson won't like the fact that it was a refugee who scored the first goal for the Socceroos yesterday.
Yeah, see my point?
Oh,
exactly. Exactly. There, we can always paint this orange wave green.
Absolutely, yeah.
David, you're lovely. Thanks a lot, and we'll be talking very soon. You're very important to us. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All the best.
Bye. And that was David Glance from the Refugee Action Collective. I've done quite a few off-site recordings with him. And I'm going to be doing another announcement, and then we'll be hopefully speaking with Carolyn Jackson.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
And you're listening to the Do and Time Show, 3CR Radiothon. 9419 8377. Please pick up the phone. Our target is $1,000. We've raised about 800. And hello, Carolyn. I know you've only got 5 minutes, and thank you so much for making the time.
That's all right. Thank you for having me on.
I just wanted to introduce again Carolyn, who is the daughter of Ray Jackson. And Carolyn, we actually played a beautiful interview with Ray, and I did issue a content warning. And it was an interview from the 1990s. I've also got Rob here in the studio as well, who's done some work with us.
Hi.
But hi, Rob.
The archival material was just incredible, and it was amazing the way I found it. I was actually working with someone going through the archives because the theme this year is 50 years, and
yes.
It was so wonderful to hear his voice.
Yes, yeah.
We'll share a file with you.
We often play his clips. We often play his clips on YouTube or things like that. So we usually, we want his voice, or we want to, feel like that is right there next to us. We usually do that too. So it would have been great to listen to that interview. So I loved the opportunity to hear, be able to hear that one.
Absolutely. We'll send you the snippet, but I'm also going to be playing the interview in full next Monday, so then I can just send you that link.
Okay, fantastic.
Send it to you as a file. But,
thank you.
Yeah, with the little bit of time that you've got left, are there any comments that you want to make?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, it's okay. Marissa, what was that?
Are there any comments you want to make with the little time that you've got left?
I know that I'm just very grateful that dad's been gone now for 10, 11 years now. 10 years. And it's just nice to know that his legacy still is on and people are still, doing interviews and, like my niece Medica, she's actually, doing archives on dad as well. So she'll be doing some, she'll be doing some stories about him as well. And, so we're rallying around her to get all that information for her as well. So it's really good. So we're very happy, and I'm very happy and very chuffed that his legacy still lives on and he's still remembered, but in such a positive way.
Yeah, well, Medica and I are going to be having a yarn next Monday with Sam and doing a much longer interview about this after Radiothon.
Yeah.
Our target is $1,000, Carolyn, for raising money. And I think it's just really important for people to call 3CR and donate.
Oh, that would be wonderful. If they can just donate, it doesn't matter. It could be, as minimum as whatever. It all adds up and it's we'll definitely will get to that amount.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure. So easily. This is such a good cause.
Carolyn, thank you so much for coming onto the program. I'll let you get back to work.
And thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Marissa. As
lovely
always.
To have you. Okay, we'll talk soon.
For sure. Thank you, Marissa.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was Carolyn Jackson, daughter of Ray Jackson, and she has taken time out of her very busy workday and actually she went off the floor of a very, very busy store that she works for to actually come onto our show today, Rob.
Yeah, and that was really nice to hear from her. I remember listening to you interviewing her too, and Ray Jackson's always been an inspiration. And 3CR has always been a great opportunity to have people like him and other Aboriginal elders there to have a voice on 3CR, and it's so important to us all.
Actually, we can't forget Uncle Jack Charles either, who passed away as well. He used to be on this show.
Oh, yes, definitely. I remember even being in the studio at times, taking part in the interview.
Describe the studio, Rob. How was the studio when you were there? Were there computers? No.
Computers were around there, but it wasn't as reliable as so much back then. But it's still very much a community and very much connected. 3CR is by the people, for the people. The way a democracy should run, but...
What democracy?
Yeah, I know. Democracy has gone orange these days. Yeah. I like to see it when it was green.
Oh, we'll see. It's approximately 4:49. I think what I was getting at, listeners, there is that it's fantastic that we've got technology, but I feel like that we were more connected back then. In some ways. And it's, some people say to me, oh, but, Marissa, you're just only saying that because you're older. It's got nothing to do with being older. It's got to do with the fact that we fought with different weapons. And I'm not talking about weapons in terms of violence. Like, to me, media is a weapon. And back then there was no social media, but, I feel like that there was more unity back then. And there still is unity. But it's kind of a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely. With how everybody's always on the iPhone and the computer these days, it seems that way too much information is going out there. A lot of what you fake news is coming out there. And it's really important to keep 3CR going so we can filter out that madness and hear a lot of truth and hear what a lot of people want to say.
So I think we've got just enough time left. Maybe I'm being a bit ambitious here, to play a very small grab, a snippet, with Katie Kiss, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. And that this was an interview that I covered this year. I will be getting more archival material coming through. It's just really difficult to get archival material of the show, Doing Time show, because a lot of it is on reel and a lot of the reels have been damaged. But there will be more archival stuff coming up in the month of June. Oh, this doesn't seem to be working. My goodness. Well, I don't think we can play this. Did you want to go and get someone, Robert? And I'll just keep...
Please keep donating so we can keep our keep the equipment working properly.
Katie Kiss, a proud...
Here we are.
...Kanju and Gorilla Bitty Radio. Witty woman, leads a social justice commissioner advocating for First Nations rights and truth-telling in Australia. And I'll have Katie talk about her land, as I might have mispronounced. Katie grew up in Rockhampton, Central Queensland, on the lands of the Dirrumbal people. So I wanted to actually yarn with Katie about all this and talk to her about how she feels about everything. She spent 8 years at the Australian Human Rights Commission as director of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Team before she had this role. And she says that now more than ever we need policies which promote reconciliation and unity, not division and discord. And I'm delighted to welcome her to have a yarn. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Marissa. How you going?
Good. I'm all right. Considering what's been happening, it's a tough year, isn't it?
Oh, it's been pretty full on, hey?
Oh, my goodness. So can you tell us, as a commissioner and, you know, also as First Nations, what's going on?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on around the country, Marissa. You know, obviously I want to acknowledge country first.
Of course.
And the lands on where we come from. I, as you said, I'm a proud Kanju Berry Witty woman. So my country is up in Cape York in North Queensland, but I did grow up, born and bred on the lands of the Dirrumbal people in Rockhampton. So a proud Aboriginal woman. I'm really concerned about the circumstances that we're seeing play out in our communities at the moment. And there's a whole range of things that are going on, right? So I want to acknowledge the Invasion Day rally in Perth, where we saw an alleged device thrown into our community gathering over there. And that now is going through a court proceeding, but the fear that that's raised in our communities and born from racism that we've been exposed to over generations. So we're seeing this escalate on the back of the referendum in particular, the racism that's coming from the back of the Bondi attack. These sorts of attacks are escalating. We saw the Camp Sovereignty situation play out as well. So racism in our community is going through the roof. It's also being reflected in policies across the country that are affecting in particular Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. And I come from Queensland, and so we are the first state to introduce adult crime, adult time legislation, which is having a massive impact on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. We know that our children, through the Closing the Gap targets, are being still removed from their families at unprecedented and inappropriate rates. So there's so much going on for our people and our children and our families at the moment, and we're dealing with so much. And I think, you know, we need to be working together a bit more closely to try to resolve some of that stuff.
Quick.
And you're back with the Doin' Time show. It's approximately 4:55. We've got to be out of here very soon. We have actually raised $769. Thank you so much for all of your donations. And there is $231 left to raise. If people could call before 5 o'clock, that would be amazing. If you could donate to 3CR 9419 8377. Rob, we don't have much time left. Very quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Keep on donating, even if it's later. Keep donating. I know our economy has been trumped, but please dig deep and help out. And thank you for all those who have donated.
Take care of each other. And stay tuned every Monday for the Doin' Time show, 4 to 5 every Monday. Bye. Be bye kind bye. To each other. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.